Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put frighten me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are his wives, to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then the knowledge what we do, now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Sam. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut his grace.
Shalom, shalom. Well, I just got messages that there was no volume. I'm sure you can hear me now. Again, I was giving praises to the mighty Yah for allowing us to be here on Nothing But the Truth. And I announced the name or the topic of our program, and we're going to be teaching on, is it freedom time? And thank you, everybody, that let me know we were not being heard. Praise the mighty Yah. We are being heard now. And as I was saying, is it freedom time? That's what we're going to be discussing. Is it freedom time? As you know, in the United States, it is their independence season, where they're celebrating because of Independence Day from the British. And they did this back in 1776. But nevertheless, you still have a lot of our people, Hebrews, who celebrate right along with them, ignorantly, because if anybody knew the history of our people and belonged to that people, you wouldn't celebrate Independence Day. But a lot of our people ignorantly celebrate Independence Day. And so we have to teach our people and let our people know that it is not your Independence Day. This is not our Independence Day. Nevertheless, you still have those amongst the Hebrew Israelite nation, though scattered it may be, who believe they can declare their own independence while under the rulership of their captor. And you have a lot of our people that decide that they have declared their own independence. And you also have a lot of people who decide that they can celebrate the independence celebration, the independence memorial that Yahweh gave Israel to celebrate while we're under the captivity of another nation. And we're going to deal with that today. But I wanted to first go to the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, because Isaiah 52 is quite instrumental in delivering a message that Yahweh needs his people to hear, especially in a time like this. We're in a time in which a lot of our people are unaware. We're in a time where a lot of our people are asleep. We're in a time where a lot of our people are cut off from the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge to the fact of their true identity, their true name, the true Elohim, the laws, their culture in its entirety. It's so rampant and it's so much of it spread about our people. Hebrews that know who they are in the great minority. There is a very small number of us that are awake and that are aware. And Yahweh saw this as a very important and profound thing. So much so, he sent a message to one of his servants. And he gave Isaiah this message in Isaiah the 52nd chapter, verse 1, where it says, "Awake, awake." And exactly the reason why Yahweh is telling Israel to wake up is because Israel is asleep. Israel is dormant. Israel is dead. Israel is unconscious to the truth, to who they are. So Yahweh says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Yerushalom, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down. O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Why is Yahweh saying this to us? Because we, and it is time, and we have been asleep. But Yahweh comes to us with this message to let us know we must wake up. You must put on your strength, and your strength is Yahweh. Your strength is Yah's word. Your strength is to walk in the way of the mighty Elohim. Put on your beautiful garments. Your garments are righteousness. Your garments are the ways of Yah. Your garments is the fear of Yah. Put on your strength. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. Verse 2, he says, shake thyself from the dust, because we are in the land of our graves. Though when they sing the Star Spangled Banner, they call it the home of the brave, but to Israel, these places are the home of the graves. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. See, we are slaves here. And Yahweh is saying, take them bands off, because this grave that you're in, and this band that is about your neck, this yoke of iron that is about your neck, is something that you can take off. This grave is something that you can shake off. And it's time for us to do such a thing. But we need to know how. Verse 3, for thus saith Yahweh, ye have sold yourselves for nothing. Listen, you didn't even get any reward when you sold yourself. You didn't get a return on investment. You gave yourself up for nothing. And you shall be redeemed without money. And you're not going to have to go and pay for your freedom. You're not going to have to shell out any shillings or any shekels, any pesos, or any dollars for your freedom. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Letting us know that we've been oppressed by Egypt and the Assyrians. Israel has been oppressed and been enslaved by various nations. But now, verse 5, therefore, what have I here? Talking about our current situation, saith Yahweh, that my people is taken away for nothing. For naught. We've been taken away for nothing. They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yah. And I would have you know, when Yahweh said they that rule over them, wouldn't you have it that the United States of America, the name America, means ruler. And this Hebrew word that Yah uses that says they that rule over them, that Hebrew word is mashal. Mashal. What does that sound like? It sounds like martial. Ironically, the first enforcement agency ever set up by your oppressor was called and is called the United States Marshals. And do you know what was one of their main occupations back in 1700s when they became a police organization? It was to rule over the slaves. Yes. Catch slave runners, people that were running from slavery, slave catchers. They enforced the laws of this country, which for us was slavery. They were the men on a horse that you didn't want to see. And they made Israel the how. And today, in all their various forms, are still making us the how. Saith Yah, verse 5, and my name is continually, every day, is blasphemed. Verse 6, therefore my people shall know my name. So Yah is going to restore his name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. We'll know in this time from all the things that have transpired on us. We'll know that this is Yahweh that has said these things. Can you not see that even down to the very meaning and purpose of this oppressive nation that we're under today, its very meaning, its very purpose is to rule. Its first agency it established, they called it Marshal, Mashal, just like it says here. Now in verse 5, therefore they, what I have here, saith Yahweh, that my people is taken away for naught. They that rule over them, make them to howl, saith Yah, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Yahweh makes no mistakes, and Yahweh is the Elohim. So it is time for us to wake up and know where we are at. We are not in the land of milk and honey. We are not in the land of prosperity. We are not in the land of freedom and liberty. We are in the land of our captivity. And is it freedom time yet? Well, according to the word of Yah, it's time for us to wake up. It's time. I'll take you to another scripture, the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Ezekiel 37. Again, right now I'm showing you, we, the children of Israel, are not in a place where it is our land of freedom. It is not a place where we're able to celebrate independence. Fireworks and gunshots and noisemakers and cookouts and all the other things that are festive for this time, these are not the things that should be on our forefronts to be celebrating. What we really should be looking at to celebrate, we really should be looking at, how do we wake up? How do we shake off this dust? How can we put on our strength? How can we put on our beautiful garments? Ezekiel 37, verse 1, the hand of Yah was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yah and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many, were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh Elohim, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. You see this? We are this people that are viewing ourselves as hopeless and lost, cut off from our parts, dead. This is why Yahweh has to revive us. This is why Yahweh has to resurrect us. This is why Yahweh has to lift us up from the earth, from the dirt, from the grave. Therefore, verse 12, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am Yah when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, Yah, have spoken it and performed it, saith Yahweh. Now, this hasn't happened completely to us. We're not in our own land. But Yahweh has sent his word to his people. Yahweh is sending his word to his people so that we may get out of these graves and shake off the dust and put on our strength and put on our beautiful garments. We have to know where we're at so we can know how to move forward. A lot of our people are very unaware of the fact that they're laying in graves right now, that they don't know that they're dead. This is not life. Oppression is a form of death. This is a horrible situation. And that is why our people are saying we're lost, because we are. You're lost when you celebrate the independence that oppress you. You're lost when you celebrate the independence that subjugates you. You're lost and cut off when you celebrate the independence that murders you and enslaves you. This is a clear indication that we are behaving as a lost people. Yet Yah, in his everlasting mercy, his everlasting compassion, his everlasting kindness, has showed us that he is ready and is waking us up. The fact that I'm able to stand before you today, the fact that Moreh Yeshaya and Moreh Naphtali and Moreh Obadiah and the other Morehs and messengers of Yah are able to stand before you in this time and tell you and teach you and show you the word of the Most High is a testament that this is actually happening, that he has actually sent forth his word. Because Yahweh sends his word through his messengers, as you see with Ezekiel here in Ezekiel the 37th chapter. He said he will send his word. And it is his word that is going to revive us. It is Yah's word that is going to allow us and embolden us on strength. It is Yah's word that is going to allow us to put on our beautiful garments. But yet our people need to be aware of the fact that we are in a place of our captivity. And it is this word of Elohim that will right the ship. Let me show you some more evidence to this fact. Because now that you can see that we are not in the land of our independence, we're not in the land of our sovereignty. We don't have a sovereign ruler. We don't have our own government. Let me show you this in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 30, I'm going to start reading verse 18. Oh, I started verse 17, where it says, "For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith Yahweh, because they called you an outcast." Isn't that what we're called? Outcast, refugees, the diaspora. "They called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." As Yahweh has already told us, we are nation not desired. Do you understand what's happening in the world today? You have a nationality of Arabs, Arabians, Arabs, mixed people, and I'm not speaking of the Middle Easterners, I'm speaking of the Mexicans, the Latinos. These are Arabs, these are mixed people. You have a whole group of them being subjugated about immigration. You have them being carted off into different holding cells and separated from their families and not being allowed to come into the country the way they want to, and this, that, and the third. But you have lawmakers and senators and governors and noble people that they think they're noble in this country standing up for these people, fighting for these people, suing the president for these people, calling for the abolishment of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, better known as ICE, for these people. protesting for these people. Why don't they protest for the separation of the families in the Hebrew communities? They're separating our children every day. They're murdering our children every day. They're subjugating our children every day. They're destroying us every day. There's always some type of diabolical plot to destroy a Hebrew in America today. Antoine Rose, the 17-year-old young man, the latest public shooting that went nationwide. I think he was shot in a, I can't remember what state he was in. But they shot this 17-year-old in the back 3 times and he is dead. And where are the protests from the other nations in this country? Where are the lawmakers? Where are the governors? Where are the leaders of people as they are for the other people? The reason you don't see that is because Yahweh's word is not a lie. Yahweh's word is the truth. He said, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired. And here in Jeremiah 17, he says, this is Zion who no man seeketh after. We're not on the top of anybody's number one, let's fight for them list. We're on the top of everybody's number one, let's oppress them list. And here you see Yahweh letting us know he's going to restore health unto us. He's going to heal our wounds, saith Yah, because they call us an outcast. Saying, this is Zion who no man seeketh after. And Antoine Rose, he was murdered in Pittsburgh. I couldn't remember the state. Somebody let me know that. He was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Thus saith Yah, behold, I will bring again the captivity of Yaakov's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. And the city shall be builded upon her own heap. And the palace shall remain after the manner thereof, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Can't you see? You got to be restored to your own land. You got to be restored to your own country. You got to be restored to your own house. So you can have a day of thanksgiving and of glory and of praise and of happiness for your independence? Verse 20, their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith Yahweh? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. Brothers and sisters, what you're seeing here is Yahweh letting us know that when independence is upon us, when sovereignty is upon us, when freedom is upon us, we will have noblemen, leaders of the people, and governors that shall be of our own people. No longer will you have to fight just to get a councilman or woman to sit on the board of a small village or town or community. No longer will you have to fight just to get a mayor of your own people elected so he could be subjugated, blackmailed, ridiculed, and oppressed and threatened and shackled the whole time he or she is there. You're not going to have to do these things because it's going to be your land, your people, and Yahweh will allow Israel to have the dominion. We're not doing that today. That's not something that's going on today. That's not something that we can applaud today. And it's not something we can look forward to or look at and see an example of today. Today, our people are oppressed. Today, our people are being subjugated. Our people are being destroyed. And we're not able to rule over ourselves. But there is a way to shake off the dust, as it says. There's a way to break the bands off your neck. There's a way to put on your beautiful garments. And there's a way to put on your strength. And that way is the word of Yah. His ways will allow you to do these things. Let me show you what it says in the book of Hosea. In the book of Hosea, let's go to the 14th chapter, the first verse. O Israel, return unto Yahweh thy Elohim, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. And what does this mean? What Yahweh is letting you know is that we're down and out. We're limping and hobbling and wallowing. We're in pain and we're down for the count of our iniquity. That's what got us down. Our iniquities have us low. Our iniquities have us asleep. Our iniquities have us dead. Our iniquities is what is our injury. That's what our iniquities is doing to us. It's a constant, festering, putrid wound that will continue to handicap you and I from returning to the Almighty as long as we desire to have our iniquities instead of Yah's word. A good example is anyone that's ever had a bad wound or a really terrible injury would rather never have that wound or injury. They would rather be whole. And that's what an iniquity is. It's a terrible wound, a horrible injury, something that will ultimately destroy you if you don't get it taken care of. Problem with us is we don't regard our iniquities as such a thing. We regard our iniquities as something that we like and want because we're too stubborn and we're too rebellious and prideful to admit that these things are horrible for us, because we've been caught up in the fervor and in the dream state that is Babylon. And Yahweh is trying to wake you up and show you to return to Him. That's why He said, return, for you have fallen by your iniquity. Verse 2, He said, take with you words and turn to you and turn to Yahweh. Say unto Him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Why? Because we don't have nothing else except the sacrifice of our words, and that we'll do what we say. Verse 4, Assure Assyria, the Syrians, shall not save us. We will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more the work of our hands. Ye are Elohim, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. That's where Yah people find mercy, in him. But we, at this time, a lot of us are looking to our oppressors to save us. A lot of us are looking to the work of our own hands that we turn into our gods to save us. But we need to look to the Most High. Yah said, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. Don't you hear what the Most High is letting you know? If you turn to him, he will heal us. So if you want to put on this strength, because it is strength that you need to become healed. When you're weak, you need strength. And we're weak right now, and we need Yahweh, because Yahweh is our strength. And we need him to be healed. So it is incumbent upon us that want to be healed, that want to let go of our iniquities, that want to be free, that want to declare freedom, we need to put on our strength. We need to put on Yah. We need to take up his words. We need to do exactly what the scriptures say do. As it says in Hosea, the 14th chapter, the second verse, take with you words and turn to Yah and say unto him, let's not change anything he says. Let's take these words, and then he says, say this unto him. Turn to Yah, face the east. Say unto him, and this is what we should say, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will you render the calves of our lips. We need to say that. We also need to look at another scripture. It's in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the 14th verse. We don't need to come up with any other fancy prayer. These are the things we should say to the Most High, so we can return unto him, so he can give us some strength, so we can be free. So we can put on beautiful garments. So we can shake off the dust. So we can loose the bands from our necks. We should say in 2 Chronicles 7, 14. We should say, as he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. So we need to humble ourselves. We don't need to argue about how do you humble yourself. Just look at the word of Yah. Look at how Yah's servants, David and Daniel and Nehemiah and Ezra and Mordecai and Esther. Look at how Yah's servants humbled themselves and do exactly that. That's what we need to do. We don't need to make up any new thing, try to do something different. Let's just do what the people that Yahweh said are perfect and upright and good and his servants. Let's do what they did, because obviously they're in the book because they received mercy from the Most High. They received deliverance from the Most High. They received blessings from the Most High. So we should just do exactly what they said, exactly what Yah said, and exactly what they did. And let's see if it works. I bet you it will. Yah said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Some people will tell you all you got to do is pray and apologize. All you got to do is pray and ask for forgiveness. All you got to do is eat unleavened bread. But Yahweh said, humble yourself. That means what? That means get low. That means get lowly. Become lowly. How do we humble ourselves? Our people fasted. Our people restricted themselves from dainties. Our people put on sackcloth and put ashes upon their head. Our people mourned and cried and laid out on the floor and cried to the Most High and humbled themselves. They confessed their iniquities, their transgressions, and their sins. So we need to humble ourselves and pray and seek Yahweh's face. We need to look for Yah. And how did Yahweh tell us to look for him? We look for him by looking to his word, looking to what he wants us to do, which is keep his law. And what does it say again? And turn from their wicked ways. How in the world can we turn from our wicked ways without doing the law? Ask a person that. Hey, you said I can't do the law. Well, how am I supposed to turn from my wicked ways if I'm not allowed to do the law? Well, obviously, that's the wrong advice. Yah told you to turn from your wicked ways. The Christ of the New Testament and the New Testament lets you know that the laws are done away with. Well, how am I supposed to turn from my wicked ways? The New Testament in the book of Matthew, in the 5th chapter, in the 39th, the 40th, the 41st, and the 42nd verses let you know that Christ has said, you have heard that you should turn the other cheek, or that you should eye for eye and a tooth for a tooth. But Christ says unto you, turn the other cheek. And if your neighbor sue you at the law for your coat, give him your cloak also. You have heard that you should hate your enemies. But Christ has said unto you, love your enemies. Pray for those that use you. Don't resist evil. Well, if we do those things, how are we going to turn from our wicked ways? It's impossible. It's a contradiction. It's two opposing forces, and both of them cannot stand. We can't celebrate our oppressor and be disgruntled with our oppressor. You got a lot of our people that want to celebrate Independence Day, that want to stand up on national TV and radio and proclaim that they love America, that they love this country, that this is what they are about. But they can't stand the oppression. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't be against this place and love this place. You either for them or you're not. How are we going to do what Yahweh told us to do if we're not going to turn from our wicked ways? Yahweh said if we humble ourselves, if we pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Can't you see? It is imperative that if we want to put on strength, we have to do what Yahweh commanded of us. We cannot put on strength by being incomplete with the with Yahweh. Yahweh told us to turn to him and ask us to heal all our iniquities. Ask him to heal all our iniquities. He told us to turn to him, humble ourselves, pray, seek him, turn from our wicked ways. Yahweh said to do these things in order to be healed, in order to be delivered, in order to be saved, in order to be independent, in order to be free. We have to do this. What else do we have to do? Go and look what Yahweh instructed Israel to do in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. Yahweh let us know in Isaiah 34, verse 16. Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. This is what we have to do. If you want to find out what Yahweh wants you to do, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Not one of these shall fail. And brothers and sisters, what are we supposed to do when we see these words? What are we supposed to do when we hear these words? What are we supposed to do when we're warned of Yahweh with his word? The reason iniquity is still spreading is because we're not adhering to these words. We're not going forward all the way with these words. What is stopping us from doing this? And let me show you another scripture to let you know what we should or should not be doing. If you want freedom, go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. Because a lot of our people don't even know who they are. So I would like to say these words, especially regarding where you're at, your captivity, what the Christians have taught us. Because a lot of our people are caught up in that. So we got to let our people know these things. But a lot of our people that claim they know who they are just wrapped up in some more confusion because they've been taught about Yahweh by our enemies. They've been taught about Yahweh from the precepts of man. And a lot of our people that claim they keep the law are celebrating and acknowledging and memorializing an independence that we don't have. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, it says in the 5th verse, thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. But at the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. Why then are a great deal of our people celebrating, memorializing the Passover in the lands of their captivity, when Yah clearly told us to only do it at one place? Again, the reason is we have been tricked by our enemies. And when warned and when shown that this practice of killing the Passover, of eating the Passover, and memorializing the Passover in the land of your captivity is something forbidden by the Most High, when we do it anyway, it's more of the iniquity that is putrefying and spreading and festering in our spirit. And so what we must do is put down these iniquities, as Yahweh has said. But what is stopping us from doing this? Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, and look at the 16th verse, where it states, three times in a year shall all thy males appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. Do you know why the Most High has us celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread? The Feast of Unleavened Bread is to memorialize when we became free out of Egypt. We had to go out with haste, and we couldn't let our bread rise. And we had to eat the bread of affliction. And so we need to humble ourselves and praise Yah for his deliverance. Now, we can't go to Jerusalem and do the sacrifice and keep that feast for 7 days because we're not in our own land. Do you know why the Most High gave us the Feast of Weeks? It's to praise Yahweh for our crops, to praise Yahweh for our substance that he's about to allow us to grow in the season, because we're free, because we get to have our own food, grow our own vegetation, and we get to praise Yahweh for it. And we're only able to do that in our own land because it is a representation, an indication of our freedom. Do you know why the Most High has us celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles? Because it is for the memorial of when we had to be in booths for 40 years, that we remember the Most High and all the travels that we went through when we became free. That's why we keep it in our land. But these same holy days, our people will take up and attempt to celebrate in the land of their captivity, where we're not able to do. And why do we do it? Because we don't listen to the word of Yah. That's our iniquity. That's festering among our spirit. And why are we not letting our rebelliousness go? Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In this, what I'm about to read, I don't want it to justify your reason for being a rebel again. I want you to see it for an eye-opening reason of why you've been a rebel, so you can be aware of why we've been rebelling so you can be aware of what we need to stop following so we can stop rebelling. Jeremiah 17, verse 1. It reads, "The sin of Yehuda is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever." You see, this is how we got here. Rebelliousness is how Israel got to America. It's how Israel got to the United States of the ruler. Because that's what America means. It means the ruler. Their first police force that was set up for the cause to keep slaves in order was called the United States Marshals. Yahweh said in Isaiah 52, "Those that have ruled over my people has caused them to howl." The word rule in Hebrew in that chapter and verse is mashal. This is no coincidence. This is no happenstance. This is what Yahweh has said. We're here because of our rebelliousness. We're being ruled by these oppressive rulers that are making us howl, that have allowed us and caused us and has been the instrument to drive us to insanity and oppression and madness because of our rebelliousness. And Yahweh has just reminded us again that we're here because of our rebelliousness in these lands and serving these enemies that we didn't know about. Verse 5, "Thus saith Yah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man." That includes ourself. You a man. You a child of Adam. You're a man. "Cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yah." Our hearts are departed from Yah because we're trusting in man. We're trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in our neighbor. We're trusting in Trump. We're trusting in Obama. We're trusting in our oppressors. We're trusting in some man. And it makes us live out a curse when you do that. For verse 6 says, "For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and shall in a salt land, and not inhabit it." Verse 7, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, and whose hope Yahweh is." That's why we got to remember that Yahweh is our hope. In Ezekiel 37, it said that we say our hope is lost. But Yah is never lost. Our hope is omnipresent. Our hope is always here. We can't forget Yahweh is our hope. And we'll be blessed if we trust in Yah, because that's who our hope is. Verse 8, "For he shall be as the tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. And here's the reason why we continue to rebel. Verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Our hearts are tricking us every single day. Why? Because we're letting them, because we trusting ourselves more than we're trusting Yah. Yahweh said he searched the heart and he tried the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. What is necessary for us is that we need to break these hearts. We need to break them. How do we do that? Go to the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. And what are we thus discussing? We're discussing freedom time. Yahweh told us to wake up, and Yahweh told us to put on strength. Yahweh told us to put on beautiful garments and to shake off the dust and to loose the bands from off our necks. And what we need to learn and hear and know today, the only way we're going to be able to do those things is if we do exactly what Yahweh told us to do. He let us know to turn to him, to ask him to take away our iniquity and graciously accept us and graciously heal us. Yahweh told us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek his face, to turn from our wicked ways. Yahweh told us to seek out of the book of Yah and read. And Yahweh told us and let us know that it is our heart that is messing us up. So if we're going to do those things that Yahweh told us to do, then we have to do what we don't want to do. And that is break our heart. And in Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, Yahweh says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So how do we sow in righteousness? How do we do this? How do we break our own heart? How do we humble ourselves? Well, the only thing I could think of, my brothers and my sisters, is that we need to start living outside of ourselves. We need to start doing things that we don't want to do, but you know they're good to do. Let me show you one thing we need to do, but we know we don't want to do, even though it's good to do. In the book of Daniel, the first chapter, I'm going to get right to it. In the 10th verse, it says, and the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my master the king who hath appointed your meat and your drink. For why should he see your faces worse liking than the children which are of your sort? Then ye shall make me endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. And let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat the portion of the king's meat, and as thou seest, deal with thy servants. Now, why did Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah say this? Because in verse 8, look what it says. Daniel said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the eunuchs, prince of the eunuchs, that he might not defile himself. One of the things we need to do, Israel, is stop eating the king's meat. Stop drinking the king's wine. Because, as I've taught for years, the king's meat is defiled. The king's wine is defiled. And Daniel took and asked for the cleanest thing he could think of to keep himself undefiled. And that was pulse, seeds, vegetables. He wanted pulse to eat and water to drink. It doesn't sound exciting, does it? It's not exciting. It's just vegetables and it's water. But it's all you need. It's healthy. Now, when you start doing that, you start breaking your heart. Instead of saying, oh, I want them little Debbies, you're just saying, I want an apple. Instead of saying, I want that beer, you just want a bottle of water. Instead of saying, I want to go and lose myself in that big old pot a steak and eggs and cheese, you're just going to ask for some granola and nuts and some celery. And this is going to change your heart for the better. It's going to allow you to think more holy, to live more holy, to act more holy. What's something else we need to do? To break our hearts. Go to the book of Malachi. And this is not in any particular order. It's in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 8th verse. It says, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob Elohim? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, where have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Improve me now herewith, saith Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast their fruit before the time in the field, saith Yahweh. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith Yahweh of hosts. Second thing that I'm mentioning, we should pay tithes. The tenth of your increase you should bring to Yah's storehouse, so there may be meat in Yah's house. And that's living outside of yourself, because you got to give up something. And it's the law to do it. It's the law. But our people want to make an excuse for this thing. Another thing we need to do, Go to the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Isaiah chapter 58. I'm going to show you two more things that can help us break our heart, humble ourselves, stop being so rebellious, stop letting so much vanity and abominations live in our heart. When we start doing things that our heart don't necessarily want to do. Our heart wants to eat steak and cheese, eggs and cheese. Our heart wants to eat chicken and biscuits. Our heart wants to drink wine and liquor. Our heart wants to eat sugar squares and all them sugary foods. Your heart don't want to eat a bunch of vegetables and drink water. So you're going to break it. Your heart, it don't want to give up a dime. It don't want to give up one red cent. So pay your tithes. And you know what else your heart don't want to do? Isaiah 58, verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to Yahweh? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye may break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou shalt bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou shalt cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh? That's the third thing we need to do. Draw our soul out to the needy, to the poor. Deal bread to the hungry. Help those that are poor, that are cast out. Bring them into your house if you are able. Bring them into your house. If you don't have a house, of course you can't bring them to a house. But if you got a house, bring the ones that are cast out into your house. If you see the naked, give them your coat. I got shoes in my house I don't wear, so I'm sure I could give them away. This is things we need to do. Feed, house, and clothe the poor. We need to do these things. Of course we don't want to. Our heart don't want to do this. Your heart don't want to take your hard-earned bread and start giving it to the poor. And your house, and share it with the poor, and your clothes, and give them to the poor. All the rappers and the singers and the ballers and the shot callers and the rich folk brag about is how much food and what kind of great food they eating, what kind of beautiful houses they have, what kind of beautiful clothes they have. They promote this and they market this and they put it out there and it makes it be the envy of the world. So that's all we're trying to get is a house like the rich and food like the rich and clothes like the rich. And we all thinking about what and how we could do it for ourselves. But what about the poor? We do that. That's going to help break your heart. That's going to help bring you low. That's going to help let you see that there's more to life than our own heart vanities. Verse 7 or verse 8 of this same chapter, Isaiah 58. Verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of Yahweh shall be thy reward. Isn't this what we asking for? Isn't this what we need for freedom? Then thou shalt call, and Yahweh shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou wilt take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity. These are things that we don't want to do. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And Yahweh shall guide you continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If we just start helping our people, helping people, period, feeding them, housing them, clothing them, and stop pointing our finger at them and talking about them and stop speaking vanity, what's another thing we should do that we don't want to do? To break our heart so we could sow this righteousness. Verse 13 of this same chapter, Isaiah 58. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Another thing we need to do is keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And don't find your own pleasure on the Sabbath day. All we want to do is find our own pleasure on the Sabbath day. All we want to do is do our own ways on the Sabbath day. All we want to do is speak our own words on the Sabbath day. But if we do exactly what Yahweh said, then he said, you shall delight yourself in Yah, and he will cause us to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed us with the heritage of Yaakov, our father, for Yah, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. These are things we need to do to break our heart, to obtain freedom, to put on strength, to put on our beautiful garments. And as I said, this is in no particular order. But here's another thing we need to do. It's in Proverbs, the fifth chapter, the third chapter. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It reads, trust in Yahweh all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Yah, and depart from evil, and it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. If we do this thing that we don't want to do at all, if we break our heart by trusting in Yah with all our heart, what did Yah say? Do it. When Yah said Sabbath, that's when we keep it. And you know what Yahweh told us to do? Another thing we don't want to do. It's in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And these are things that will break our hearts, that will conform our hearts to fear Yahweh, to walk with the Most High, to magnify Him so we can put on strength. Yah said in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, this is something we need to do. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, it says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Yehuda, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be established.'" That's what we need to do. Believe in Yah. That's right. Trust in Yah. Believe in Yah. And we'll be established. And believe in His prophets, so you shall prosper. And why will this allow us to break our heart? Because we don't want to listen to nobody that look like myself. Our people have been trained and beat down into believing we don't know nothing. But no, it's Yah's servants. It's Yah's messengers of your own people. Dark skin, woolly hair, high cheekbones, black men and women, that's going to come and bring Yah's word to you. And you got to listen to it. And you got to believe the Most High. And you got to trust the Most High. And we got to keep the Sabbath day, and we got to help the poor, and we got to pay our tithes, and we need to eat clean. Those are just some things that Yahweh gave me during this teaching to show you and I what we need to do to get this strength, to get these beautiful garments on us, to be able to shake off this dust, to be able to break the yokes off our necks. We need to listen to the mighty Yah. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do I. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom, shalom.
Yep. Praise God. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, the Okay. Okay, I appreciate it. Okay. Who?